If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Before you book a trip, book a flight, go to petergreenberg.com because you will find a wealth of information. And we always look forward to Peter joining us every Friday. Where in the world are you today, Peter?
Today I'm in San Diego, California.
Oh, perfect weather, I would imagine.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, just about every other day as well. Our Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, again on Tuesday, went on the news and started saying that they were going to pull Customs and Border Protection from cities that they didn't agree with their policies. And many industry trade groups are saying you can't do that. You can't, you know, prevent Americans from getting home or disrupting the World Cup. What do you know about this?
Well, yeah, he's been talking about this since he got the job. And in fact, in one closed door session with industry leaders just about 4 days ago, he said the exact same thing behind closed doors, saying that the plans are already in place and they're thinking of moving forward. Now, if they did this, and I want to emphasize they haven't yet, but if they did this, it would immediately stop every single international flight coming to those airports, which means nobody in, nobody out, because there's no customs officers there to clear the passengers. And what's even worse, Lisa, is it would also apply to cargo flights, meaning nobody to clear the cargo. What does that do to the supply chain? What does that do to international and domestic travelers connecting? What does that do to the economy? I don't think I have to tell anybody listening to this show what the economic ramifications would be.
Well, and this is a guy who was a contractor, right? Before he made it into Congress, the Senate. I mean, because you're saying cargo flights, those are pharmaceuticals. Those are things we rely on to live. And I would guess that Chicago would be one of the cities targeted, right?
Oh, absolutely. And here's the other problem. Not everybody, even in the Trump administration, thinks it's a good idea. The Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, already said he thinks it's a bad idea. But the mere fact that the administration is floating the idea is the issue here. The same thing happened with visas. A $250 visa fee, a $15,000 bond that people would have to post so they wouldn't overstay their welcome, submitting 5 years of your social media history before you even got the $250 visa. Once again, all those three proposals have not been implemented, but the mayor's suggestion drove people away from the United States. There's a reason for that double-digit drop in foreign travelers.
Does Cuba rely on tourism, and how bad are they taking a hit right now? I know life is miserable in Cuba, but I would imagine they're not seeing the tourists they have in the past.
Well, here's the misleading idea here. Most people think Cuba makes money from rum, cigars, and sugar. None of the above. It's travel and tourism, numero uno. In fact, it's the number one travel destination for Canadians. It's one or number two or three for Europeans. And when you cut off that travel, and by the way, that travel has been cut off because of the fuel situation. No plane can get down there because they don't have the fuel to refuel them for the return trip. So travel and tourism, with the exception maybe of some refugee flights from Miami, because the plane didn't carry enough fuel to turn around, is dead. And there goes their economy.
American Airlines is going to use Starlink now for satellite Wi-Fi. That means anytime we're on an American Airlines flight, we can easily tap in.
Yeah, but don't hold your breath. They're going to start installing it next year. It doesn't happen overnight. They don't pull a plane out of service to install the Wi-Fi. They use it when they pull the plane out for major maintenance, which could be 6 to 8 months away. So they'll be lucky if they get the whole fleet done by 2028.
One of our texters said they're taking their grandson to Costa Rica this summer. Any advice? Things like tipping, clothing, what kind of suitcase? Look, Costa Rica, pretty much like America, wouldn't you say, when it comes to all that kind of stuff?
You know what? Costa Rica is a great destination. I mean, I'll go to any destination that has no standing army, that puts all their money into their national forests and their natural resources. I mean, go, go, go. I can't say enough about it.
Yeah, and they were asking about special paperwork. No, you don't need anything like that.
No, nothing.
Nothing. That's what's really nice. Peter, on petergreenberg.com, you've got the cheapest days to fly this summer. Of course, everybody wants to know about that.
Right. Now, we used to talk about the cheapest days to book your ticket. That's changed. We used to think it was Tuesday night at midnight or 12:01 a.m. Wednesday morning in the time zone where your airline was based. That's now changed. It's now Sunday. That's when you want to book the tickets. But what's the cheapest day to actually fly? What a surprise. It's Wednesday and Tuesday. On those 2 days of the week, tickets average about 18% less than other days of the week.
One of our texters is heading to Mazatlan in October. They said, should they buy the airfare now or wait?
Buy it now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Airfares are going up right now at the rate of about 1% to 2% every 4 days. Even if they opened up the Strait of Hormuz tomorrow and gas prices stabilized or oil prices stabilized, it wouldn't happen for the next 6 to 9 months. And even then, there is no guarantee that the airlines are going to magnanimously reduce the fares.
We have another texter whose 18-year-old daughter is in South Africa on a 2-week study abroad from the University of Illinois. She's supposed to be home next Wednesday. If she gets stuck because of this administration and the vendettas, hell has no fury like this mama bear. That Mark Wayne Mullen plan, that's not going to go into effect anytime soon, is it?
I seriously doubt it. She's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Remember, there's one more thing. He's only doing this selectively if he does it at all. So she needs to get out of South Africa. If she flies to Dallas, Texas, I don't think they're a sanctuary city, she'll be okay.
A question for Peter Greenberg. Do hotel revenue managers give deference to past patronage at a hotel or chain?
Well, it's all based on relationships. Everything in life is based on relationships. When you book something online, you don't have a relationship. You haven't made the phone call. You haven't made the connection. You haven't had the conversation. We talk about this on my show all the time. So it's not about revenue managers. It's about the person you're talking to and their ability to understand that the hotel doesn't make money when you stay once. They make money when you come back and tell your friends. So have that conversation and surprise yourself.
I am going to surprise myself one of these days because I'm that person. I live on conversations, but I always think they're not going to want to talk to me. They're not going to answer the phone, but you're telling me they do.
Yeah, but remember, if you call the hotel, don't ask to speak to reservations. They may only just reroute you to an 800 number that has no ability to negotiate. Don't ask to speak to the front desk. They'll reroute you to reservations, who will reroute you to that 800 number. What you want to do is ask to speak to the MOD, the manager on duty, or the director of sales, because those are the two people at the hotel that could be the best arbiters of their inventory, and they'll know what they have to work with.
Wonderful. Always great to talk to you, Peter. Enjoy sunny San Diego.
Will do, Lisa.
And is that what's on the show this weekend? Is that, or what are we going to see or hear?
Special show this weekend. I'm going to be actually on board the Crystal Serenity transiting the Suez Canal.
Oh, wow. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Thanks so much.
You got it, Lisa.
PeterGreenberg.com. You see him on TV. You hear him on this radio station. And there's no one that I know that has traveled as much as he has. So thanks for your questions. He's always a wealth of information.